I can literally start immediately. How you like that, dude? We on, baby.
Yeah.
God damn, we sound
I got
hot right now.
If I sniffle during this, you got to forgive me.
You have the sniffies?
I got fucking allergies.
Oh, dude.
I forgot how bad I have allergies.
Yeah, man.
All of a sudden, I was like, oh, am I getting a fucking cold?
Nope.
And I was like, oh, yeah. I'm a retard. I get this every single year.
Yeah, I suffered. I would get like sinus infections for years, and I just... I was just convinced myself I didn't have seasonal allergies because I'm like, I don't get those.
Yeah.
And then like, yeah, Brittany convinced me to start taking Zyrtec and I never have that problem.
They seem to get worse every year.
Yeah.
They seem, yeah.
What's this planet trying to buck us off?
This planet's trying to stop us, dude.
We're fucking fleas, dude. This planet is
pretty fucking gay.
You think so?
Yeah.
Were you ready for a space station?
I live very, yeah, I could live in a space station pretty easy. Just give me a fucking, you know, a nice recliner. Dude, I could just float in the vacuum.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I've been watching The 100. Yeah, you got a lot of problems, though, when you live in a space station you got to deal with. Yeah, air quality, radiation.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, space justice is pretty wild.
Yeah.
They just let you out into the fucking abyss.
Really? You walk the plank?
Sort of. They put you in a chamber, and then they shut the pressure lock doors, and they open it up, and you go flying
out. Yeah, so exactly like walking the plank.
But, yeah, exactly. Exactly like walking the plank. But they do, you know... It's weird, too. I was talking to my friend. You know how many people, like, believe that, like, if you get a tiny hole in an airplane, like, it automatically, like, sucks everyone out and everyone dies?
Yeah.
Someone was saying that to me the other day, talking about air marshals. Like, yeah, you can shoot someone, but if you miss, everyone dies. It's like, pretty sure a plane could sustain, like, a bullet-sized hole. There's, like, a lot of people who are, probably. Like, if there's a tiny hole, everyone just gets, like, sucked out.
Yeah,
like,
it instantly
becomes a gravitron.
It's like in movies. Yeah, I don't know.
If everyone just goes...
I was just watching The Gray. You remember that? Liam Neeson when he fights all those wolves?
I don't remember.
Dude, it's fucking sick.
I bet. It sounds
awesome. Liam Neeson's like a... He works at this oil drilling thing in Alaska.
Yeah.
And his job is to like keep wolves away and like predators and stuff. He's like a sniper. And then on their flight back to the Continental...
He's just a wolf sniper?
The old lower 48. Yeah, he's a wolf sniper. The plane crashes, and then the survivors have to try to get out, but they land, and a pack of wolves haunts them the entire time. It's pretty fucking sick.
Neeson's there, though.
Neeson survives the crash.
Is his gun gone?
Gun breaks.
I would assume now his gun broke in the crash.
Yeah, otherwise it'd be a pretty quick movie.
So, yeah, exactly. Like,
here's dumb wolves, so I can kill these.
So what do? They just run from the wolves all the time?
They run from the wolves, and the wolves kill all of them.
Except Neeson?
Nah. Spoiler. Yeah, everyone dies. It's pretty fucking sick.
That's pretty cool.
The way Neeson dies is fucking sick, too. He's got those fucking airplane bottles, and he makes, like, claws out. He breaks them and makes, like, claws out of them and fights the alpha.
You gotta see this movie. It's not even a spoiler. I'll watch that.
Yeah, just to get to
I could read the script and watch it.
Stick around after the credits. That's all I'm saying. Stick around after the credits.
Get a little Marvel action.
But what was funny is it reminds me, the reason it reminded me that both the plane crash and the wolves, I don't think wolves have ever killed people.
You don't think so?
I think I read that.
Wolf never killed someone.
I don't think wolves attack people that are alive.
Really?
Yeah, like ever.
That would make sense because they kind of slowly became our friends. Like wolves would just circle the perimeter and we would leave them little bits of food and they slowly got domesticated.
You know what? I'm not even going to. I was going to Google that. Fuck it.
Someone's got to have died by hands of the wolf.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, there's no reason that, yeah, I could see that. I mean,
you hear them in every fucking myth as like the problem, like the big bad wolf and like the St. Francis with the wolf.
What did St. Francis
fucking,
do?
There was a wolf that terrorized a village.
What'd he do?
Then he went up and fucking was boys with it and said, everybody in this village better be nice to this fucking wolf.
And they were all friends. He probably crunched the numbers.
He probably Googled it and was like, you know, I don't think anyone's ever been killed by a wolf.
I have to know.
That's a bold stat, dude.
That's a fucking
I'm taking a shot on that.
Stat. Let it be. Let it hang.
I'll tell you, I bet wolves have killed kids that have been left around.
Yeah.
I bet they've killed...
Well, there's that...
Hurt people?
Oh, they've definitely hurt.
Like, no, I'm saying killed someone that's, like, wounded
and
stranded. Yeah, but I don't think they killed people.
Like a grown man.
I don't think they would have... Yeah, but then again, they attack, like, fucking...
What was that Planet Earth thing with the cities? And they had, like,
Jaguars in India?
No. Well, did you see the other one where they threw the African village would throw the bones outside and let, like, the hyenas come?
Yeah.
And it was, like, a pact they made with them. Like, we'll throw you bones. And the hyenas became friends with them.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah. Hyenas, hyenas will definitely get they'll definitely some fucking lives. Yeah, yeah, they have, and that'd be a horrible. Well,
that's why they're not allowed in the Lion Kingdom.
True.
That's why they have to sit on the edges of the Lion Kingdom.
Yeah,
that's based off.
They
fact.
Have to stay in the bones.
Yeah, that's based off fact. They have to stay on the bones. That's facts. Only the bad lions, the smited lions, live.
Yeah, dude. I'm gonna go down with that ship.
Take it, dude.
Wolves have never killed a guy.
Bam, done.
You heard it here first. Man, if I'm wrong on this, it's gonna be like you thinking they were guard cats. Like that this was is a gonna bad be one. Fully fucking retarded.
Yeah, thinking they were guard cats was definitely a low dude, point.
I have been staying at my parents' house the last few days. Mm-hmm. You know, got some family drama. Dude, you know families. Some drama. You know families.
Exactly. Exactly.
Got some drama I got to take care of. Exactly. Thoughts and prayers with the Gillis family.
You just got to gel your hair and get over it, dude.
That's how I live.
Yeah, you just got to gel your hair and fucking...
Why do I have to gel my hair?
That just makes me think of like Jersey Shore.
Oh, family?
I was just my family's stressing me out.
Dude, but you know what? We all still sit down and pray together. That's true. How I know we're a true family.
Family that prays together stays together,
exactly.
Dude.
No, if somebody tried to pray at my house, it'd be like, what the fuck? Every once in a while, my dad will try to pray, and it's just like... Everyone at the table's like, shut the fuck
up. Dude, I went out to dinner last night with Bay, her family, and my parents.
Bay's family.
They're at Faye's family's at my house, dude. So I got a full house going, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so we went out to dinner with my parents, and my Bay loves praying, dude. She loves to pray. So she started grace, but she did she did a handhold. Mm. And my mom goes to church every day, but she doesn't do handhold grace.
Mm.
So, dude, we're in the restaurant, so I grab her sister's hand, whoever I was next to, and they gave me tartar sauce instead of lemon aioli, and I was like, dear Lord, I try to, like, transfigure it into fucking lemon aioli. Dude, my fucking bae was none too pleased.
Oh, dude.
I try to use our collective power.
Did you say that? That joke?
Yeah, I did.
How'd that go with the family?
The family just laughed at me, but Brittany was like, will you stop, please?
Oh.
I was like, dear Lord, please, with the powers invested in us, change
us. Lord, come down and change all this. I taught us all, sir.
I didn't go that hard on the Jesse Jackson.
That's so funny. If you did that with her family, you went full black preacher.
I try to use our collective powers to do magic. And I mean,
that's what prayer is, dude. Prayer is magic.
Exactly. But yeah, she didn't like when I used her religious powers to...
Neeson turns on God pretty hard in the
grave. Does he really?
Yeah, he's like, where the fuck are you, dude? Rightfully so. Him and his boys. Yeah, but
that's so crazy.
Plane crash and
they
got eaten
by wolves. That's so crazy to think, like, I mean, it's crazy to, like, call upon God to save you from wolves. It's like, dude.
Yeah. The wolves are over there saying, like, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, God.
Yeah, the wolves are praying. They're holding
hands. We're stuck in this fucking mountain. You just delivered us 100 dudes. I know. This is manna from heaven.
Yeah, I've been reading about that a lot, how they're talking about how, like, religious energy never goes away. So it's like, since, like, God, people would, like, medieval times, like, if I were trying to, like, turn my tartar sauce into fucking lemon aioli, I could have been, like, tarred and feathered. People didn't like that.
They don't like that.
So, like, that energy, that serious energy people put in religion, the arguments that it never went away. So, like, you know, the gods, people stop believing in that, but then that energy goes somewhere else. And the thing people have to think about is where they're actually putting that.
Oh, wow.
Their energy into.
Hmm.
Yeah. Pretty wild stuff to think about. But some of the theories are just like it just went into like health and like the idea of like disease when like they instead of like a demon we have like diseases that plague us and all that stuff. Pretty neat.
Wow.
Yeah.
You learn a lot about medieval stuff.
Yeah, dude. I love medieval stuff, but this was really I use medieval stuff as my reference point.
Yeah.
Because I like pin down medieval thought. I have a phenomenal understanding of medieval thought.
Of course.
And I compare it to modern day thought. And dude, we're still in our little cocoon, dude. People start to try to think like we're out of it and we figured it all out. All I can do is SMH, dude. I'm just like,
SMDH, dude.
SM fucking H. Last night I have a dream. This is fucked up, dude. This, I'm just watching, dude. Actually, it was, there's an initial part of it that's not important. The second part was I was sitting there and there was a guy who was just having sex with a quadruple amputee.
Could someone dub this over the Martin Luther King speech? No. Yo, last night I had a fucked up dream. It was the first part. No, it was the second part. People in the back, boo.
So, some guy was having sex with like a quadruple amputee. and just like going to town on it. And there
you
was
love nuggets.
There was three. No, dude.
You've talked nuggets before.
There was
you've
three babes in the tall grass, and the one came with a knife and just slid him down the back. And I just sat in the shadows and was like, yes, yes, yes. And then I had it. It was fucked up, dude. And then it morphed into like me on a like a Skag, a lawnmower, 61-inch deck, and I was trying to put it on this fucking trailer. It was this Mexican guy.
That's more like what you should be dreaming
that's
about.
That's when I went back to that was, dude, my dreams go all over the place. And then I go back into this.
You should be dreaming about landscaping.
So I did.
Pretty
my thing here was, this is my second. That's the first part of my dream. My second, or that was really.
Wait. So you were landscaping when you witnessed this nugget?
No, I was just in the shadows, and then it was just like
then
you know,
it cut to a different
cut time. Fade to black, and then I'm on a you know classic 61-inch deck Skag ride behind. Yeah. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but it's
yeah,
like,
you said it twice to make sure to prove that you're an expert on lawnmowers.
Zero turn. So I had so I'm riding that onto a trailer, and I'm like, I knew this trailer belonged
to a
Mexican.
Did you hit the primer on it?
Huh?
Did you hit the primer on it?
You don't gotta ride
it. Did your dad yell at you and make you bag the front?
You don't get, you know, there's no bag for the Skag, right. Dude. Skag's too
did
big
you have
of a
to
boy.
Fight your dad?
No,
did your dad say, get off the couch and cut the lawn, goddammit? I said, I'm going, Dad. No. I fucking hate you.
My dad used to inspect. I used to leave a patch behind the sand mound undone every single time. And every I'd be like, maybe he won't notice. And every single time, it would be like 6:30 p.m. on summer. I just get out of the shower. I'm like, I'm out of here. And he'd be like, you didn't do behind the sand mound. I'd be like,
all right.
So I had to drive the Skag onto a trailer. But the trailer, I knew, I was like, it was like a single detached home in Philadelphia, like a warehouse setup. And I was like, oh, an old Mexican landscaper lives here. This is in my dream, my thoughts. I was like, this is his trailer.
This is the ancient lad.
It was the ancient lad, dude. So I was like, I had to park my lawnmower on this guy's trailer because like apparently that was the only place I could park this. But I was like, if he sees it, he might come out and take off and incorporate my lawnmower. And it was like, who else? He would definitely want to use this fucking sick-ass Skag. So I was like, he might take my – so I like deliberated on a lawnmower on a trailer for like 5 minutes in a dream. Like if I wake up early enough, I'm like, God, but this guy probably wakes up early as fuck. And I was like – and then the next thing I know, I was upstairs in this house, and I invented like a video game system that was just controllers. So there's just eight controllers, and they project a thing onto a wall, and everyone could just play like an eight-person like Royal Rumble Street Fighter. It's pretty fucking sick. And I – you know, so that was the end of it. Dude, pretty fucking wild. Then I woke up like, oh,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty tight.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That's communicating stuff to you all the time.
What was that some communicating? Of invent a cool video game?
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Don't get your lawnmower stolen by the lad?
My unbridled creativity, my weird thing of putting weird stuff on other people that I don't really know. The lad was just a shadow lad, and I was just like, he's going to steal my lawnmower.
Yeah.
That came back to me.
You didn't even know
my
lad.
Weird thing I haven't figured out yet about my relationships. I'm getting stabbed in the back by all my. I'm the crippled dude. I'm the dude having sex with fucking cripples, bro. I mean, I want to put it that way, but you
you're
know
the
what I'm
one.
Oh, on so some you, deep, deep level.
So you're
dude.
Saying the
on some,
women
please
you date,
don't listen to this on surface level. Go deep with this, dude.
So you're saying the women you date are nuggets. They're just armless, legless nuggets that you're just plowing
dude,
in the grass.
Here's exactly where I'm going to blow
and
your mind.
Bays come
here's
and
where I'm
going to
blow
back.
Your mind. It's not that I'm saying, it's not that they are technically, this is how I'm perceiving them. That's
yeah,
the
I know.
Only control
I know. You're
I have.
Perceiving them as the nuggets.
I'm worried about that I'm a nugget on some level. Like a,
you're worried
a nugget
that you're a nugget fucker.
On some level, dude. Like I'm seeing the nugget somewhere in all of my bays, dude, and I'm loving it on some deep, perverse level.
Yeah.
That's now, what I, that's what keeps me up at night.
Who are the
dude.
Bays that stab you in the back? Who are the three wise bays?
They were just fucking mysterious bays. I couldn't put a face to them, dude.
What do you think that means?
It might have been my fucking, you know, my three split animus. I don't know. I haven't figured it out. I got to read more, dude.
Holy shit. You need to stop reading, dude. You need to just go outside. Just take a walk.
It is sometimes all my like new reading ideas come to me at once, and I just go like, oh. And I like get like fucking, I just start losing my grip, and I'm like, keep it together.
Yeah.
Like, oh. Yeah, it's weirder than you could suppose, dude.
This is one of the first times you've said shit to me where I've been like, all right, maybe slow down. Maybe take a break for a little while. Watch like a Sixers game.
I can't, dude.
Let's just try, dude. You got to unplug.
Really, history,
no guy has gotten killed by a wolf.
Not in the history. I wonder who first laid that fact down to wax.
Me.
So thinking about some dude with a feather and a quill, and I was like, something else I've noticed. There's never been a wolf mentality. I mean, there's definitely like pit bulls that have killed people.
Pit bulls are worse than wolves.
I know. All right. Oh my God.
I got to find this out.
You got it. You got to just, you got to fucking Google your fact and see what's good.
Hit pause for one second.
All right, let's do it. We're back.
I mean, I got to be honest. I don't think I've been this far off on a cool fact in a while.
Where'd you get that? Where'd that come from?
I have no idea.
That's fucking wild, dude.
I think I've been telling people
that you that wolves
have that never wolves killed. Don't kill people.
Damn, dude.
Now, granted, there were three in North America in the last 50 years.
What, three wolf
in all of North America? Casualties? So Canada, Alaska.
Okay, so you're not that far
and
off.
And those are three. So I'm talking that doesn't tell whether the person was wounded or it was a child.
So it's wolf attack.
Wolf killing someone.
But, yeah, I mean.
But the country with the most, this is the first thing I saw, which when I was like, I don't think it's any. And then I Googled it and this stat came up. The country with the most extensive historical records is France, where nearly 7,600 fatal attacks were documented between 12, so the 13th century to 19th.
So wolves like the French.
Wolves love eating French people.
That makes sense.
But 7,600 from medieval times to World War One, and I mean those people were fibbing. All right.
Yeah, that's pretty. I mean, they're definitely putting up low numbers. So you could say you could definitely your rest. The odds are in your favor if you encounter a wild.
Definitely
wolf.
Not zero.
Yeah,
which is what I was hinting at.
Well, that's well, a hot not even hinting fact. At. Just saying I don't it. Think there's anything that hasn't killed somebody once.
Sure.
You know what I mean? The, we did 23andMe and Ancestry.
Yeah.
So I got my 23andMe back. Dude, my girlfriend got hers back. Which was funny because she had like one, it was like 0.2% Chinese in hers. I have like, I mean, I have a little bit of Western Asian, yeah. Basically Mongolian. Very like trait. They're saying like my ancestors like 10,000 years ago. Basically my thing was like, you know, obviously everyone came from Africa, but like my mom's side was chilling in like North Africa, West Asia, basically the Tartarians was out and like the people who became like Vikings and shit and the Celts.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know the Gauls are the Celts? I didn't know that.
Hmm.
Yeah, the Gauls are the Celts.
Yeah.
So it's like you had those people. So my mom's side was more like North, like way, way long ago was like, and this is like 0.1% of me, North African. Out to Mongolian, like Western Asia, pretty much.
Western Asia is the Middle East.
Or like, yeah, or like Russia, you know, whatever. Or what, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't Russia back then, but I'm talking about just the lands. You know, it was close. Siberia, like Eastern Russia is close to Western Asia, sort of. But yeah, what? Middle East. What, like the very end of Russia, doesn't Russia butt up to the Middle East?
Yeah.
Like Uzbekistan and all that shit? Yeah, so I'm saying mine might have been like Uzbekistan, Mongolian types. You know what I mean?
Mongolia is further east. Mongolia is with like China.
Oh, way near China. Okay. Yeah, so I was like you were saying. I was
you're
more like
fucking
Middle
Arab.
East. Well, yeah, I think it's
Middle East.
But yeah, but back then it wasn't. It was that's what apparently the Tartars were. The Tartarians.
I know you're trying to get out of this. Dude, you're full Arab.
No,
Mujahideen, dude. Mujahideen.
The Tartarians, they live. They were from. They were.
We should take the foot off the pedal on some Islamophobia for at least a week.
What? Oh yeah, dude, I forgot about that.
So that's a little
New Zealand.
Yeah,
yeah, they're gonna take their guns. Fucking
yeah, you guys couldn't handle it.
Yeah, it's true.
You guys don't get guns.
That's funny to buy a gun. You're just kicking around in your living room. You're like, I wonder what I should do with this. And you just see like you just hear like, you're like, fuck, I can't take it.
Got it.
Dude, that is fucking wild.
Yeah, I don't mean to cut off your 23andMe. But
sure. Please, I wasn't going anywhere with that.
Other than geography, that was
no,
dicey.
I have something that is funny, though. But she was Chinese, and the whole time, dude, I was crushing her. It was so funny.
That's hilarious. She's
talking
Chinese.
About how Chinese she was, dude. She was like, seriously, okay, enough.
So I love that 23andMe.
Oh, a chicken. Dude, actually, they said I come from, my dad's side comes from royal, like a royal bloodline, Northern Ireland, the Hugh Neill dynasty, dude.
Yeah,
it's no big deal. But dude, the whole time with her, I kept telling her I was Mongolian, she was Chinese, and I was like, I'm gonna do is invade. You're the emperor, and you're like, oh, stay out of my lands. I'm like, dude, she was so fucking mad.
She was getting mad.
By the end of the night, everything she said.
Did I hear your first impression? You said chicken to her with a Chinese accent. Is that what you just said at the beginning of that?
Chicken.
I could have sworn that was what you said the first time. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, the first time you were like, I was making fun of her for being Chinese, and the whole time I was like, oh, the chicken, oh.
No, all right, I don't think good. So. Good. Yeah, I don't think so. Oh, you thought I was being like doubly racist?
I thought you were being double racist. You're like, oh, I rock a frog on chicken?
I'm pretty sure you just made that up.
I might have just heard it.
Although Koreans love fried chicken.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say there was anything wrong with that. You said it. I did not, dude.
That's your subconscious.
I knew I shouldn't have brought up race. Your racism, I knew I shouldn't have brought up race around you, dude. Well, that's a weird thing I've been thinking about, too, about YouTube comment sections. How if there's ever an argument for the human shadow, dude, it's like scroll through those things. And it's just people like, fuck, you're a fucking idiot. I hate you. And it's just like tons of it on the internet. Yeah. We're going to run out of space for it.
Terabytes were spent. All the memory in the world was spent just calling each other faggots.
Yeah, when our society falls, our civilization falls, they're going to find like the one server left where it's like, suck my fucking dick, you libtard fucking retard. I knew once I got into this trance, this time would go away.
Yeah.
And once we start potting, I don't care about anything.
I mean, we're fine.
This is definitely one of my energy centers, dude, for sure.
I was looking forward to this.
Yeah.
I was like... Things suck. This will be good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Got to sit down, talk to the shaman.
Yeah.
Learn, dude. Learn about my inner self projecting onto other people.
Dude.
Which that's has been a problem. I'm a real dickhead to a lot of people just out of maybe insecurity. I don't know.
That's initially in relationships what happens is you don't know this person. So you just fill in what you don't know with all of your positive fantasies. And then
usually negative fantasies
or your fears. You'll be like, I know what you're up to. And you're like, don't do this. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You're like, no.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's that. And also, a lot of that stuff. And then when the fantasy of girls do it a lot too, or they'll do like, I guess guys too, but they'll like build a fantasy of you as a dude. And once you step out and once you break their fantasy projection, that's why girls are always trying to like fix control. Like, why don't you wear this? Why don't you do this?
Yeah.
Cause like they had this idea of this dude and they're just trying to mold you into it.
Yeah. Which is funny. Cause when you're starting, you're like, oh, that's what you want me to be.
Yeah. You're Dapper Dan, dude.
This
you're,
is who I am.
Exactly.
I'm real cool.
Exactly.
I would never do that.
Exactly.
And then
dude.
Once you start dating, it's like, you fucking bitch.
I mean, that's the fucking, what is that? The Aphrodite, Psyche. And, who's the other guy? Eros myth, the guy who was, he was a god, the god Eros, or Cupid, however you look at it, and the young fucking Psyche fell in love with him, and he was like, you can never truly look at me, and we'll be fine, and she looks at him, he's like, you dumb bitch, I told you not to look at me, and he floats back up to the heavens, dude.